Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I have a friend who teaches at a Quaker college in Oregon who sends me lots of emails that tend to stretch me in a, well, slightly more liberal direction. Recently, he sent an article from the New York Times that was sobering. Here's the opening line. The American middle class, long the most affluent in the world, has lost that distinction, end quote. While America may still be the wealthiest nation on earth and economic growth in the U.S. continues to be strong, the middle class is hurting. The article states, quote, median income in Canada pulled into a tie with median United States incomes in 2010 and most likely has surpassed it since then. Median incomes in Western European countries still trail those in the United States, but the gap in several, including Britain, Netherlands, and Sweden, is much smaller than it was a decade ago. It continues, the struggles of the poor in the United States are even starker than those of the middle class. A family in the 20th percentile of the income distribution in this country makes significantly less money than a similar family in Canada, Sweden, Norway, Finland, or the Netherlands. 35 years ago, the reverse was true. What's the reason for the middle and lower class decline? The Times article offers three explanations. One, while older Americans tend to be better educated than their counterparts in the rest of the world, younger Americans, ages 16 to 24, seem to be falling behind. Two, companies in the United States tend to distribute a, quote, smaller share of their bounty to the middle class and poor than companies elsewhere. Third, governments in Canada and Western Europe take more aggressive steps to raise the take-home pay of low- and middle-income household by redistributing income, end quote. The article points out that American companies pay their high-flying leaders huge salaries while the middle class has hardly had a pay raise since the mid-90s. I tend to agree. When I lived in Switzerland, a very wealthy country with a per capita income similar to the U.S., the executives there were amazed how much our business leaders made by comparison. I suggest it's time for corporate boards and others who make high-level decisions in those profitable companies to consider the benefits of paying workers more or hiring more workers rather than giving the CEOs, CFOs, and all those guys multi-million dollar raises, bonuses, and stratospheric salaries. What should we do here in Humboldt? Education needs to become a higher priority than ever if we're going to find our way in the 21st century. I noticed reading the Humboldt County statistics that we're behind the state average in achieving bachelor's degrees. We're also way behind the rest of the state in median household income. We need to raise our level of education and vocational training because the days of finding good jobs in timber and fishing industries are long gone. Finally, we need to help the lower classes break free from out-of-wedlock births and the drug and alcohol habits that tend to keep them chained to poverty and away from the halls of learning. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.